What's up, my grown people? And we back at it again with another episode, another raw episode, I should say, of Grown Folks Business. And this episode is really just about toxic people, toxic things, toxic, just shit that's toxic and that's not good for you, I should say. Because honey, I've had it. Like, I'm over it. I'm over the toxic shit. I'm over the excuses that we as adults make for letting this toxic shit affect us. I'm over just giving that toxic shit even my energy, even my zen. I don't even want to be a part of it. Like, I feel like over the years I've given so much toxic shit, so much energy, that my soul was tainted, literally. You know, because the definition of toxic is something that's like tainted, something that's poisonous. I think the exact definition of toxic is poisonous. You know what I'm saying? So I've been poisoned by such negative shit that I felt like for a while I was a negative person. But once I've noticed that the shit that I was around, the shit that I was a part of was so toxic, I got rid of it and I'm in good spirits. Like, I mean, I'm in really good spirits, you guys. Like, I'm actually happy for once. You know what I'm saying? I feel like there's still things that I have to do to work on myself that we're not even going to get into right now, because that shit is just a whole nother segment, a whole nother episode. But just my spirit, my aura, my zen is clean. It's purified because I got rid of that toxicness, that those toxic people, that toxic shit that I had in my life. And I feel like it's so crucial to really like find the toxic shit. Like, you have to find that toxic shit, and it's gonna be hard because you so used to it being there, you don't even notice that the shit is toxic. You know what I'm saying? It's like you got this mother, or you got this family member, somebody that's close to you, someone that's so close to you, they always bring in negative shit up. They always bring in negative commentary up. They don't fit your vibe. They don't fit you. You know what I'm saying? So you so used to taking in all the negative shit that they bring back to you. You so used to taking in all the negative things that they put on you. And when I say they put that on you, it's like a transfer of energy. You know what I'm saying? Because you listening to a friend. Okay, I'm going to give you an example. You listening to a friend, and this friend, they just going on and on and on. They telling you about what's going on in their life. They like, you know what, girl? I was doing such and such, and I know I shouldn't have been doing that shit, but I was just doing that shit, girl. And I was doing that, girl, and this happened to me, and all of this bad shit happened to them, basically. So now you got all of this toxic, tainted ass energy on you, because now you feeling bad. You like, damn, this shit done happened to them, and now that this didn't happen to them, now I gotta help. Now you gotta think. Now you in bad spirits. Now you thinking about all the damn shit that you done did. You know what I'm saying? All the negative things that you done did, and now you thinking about that bad karma that's gonna come back on you. And now you feeling it. You know what I'm saying? Now you feeling that negative energy. But now that she done transferred all that shit on you, now they in good spirits. They off the phone. They happy. They in the club. They getting it. You know what I'm saying? But now you at home really thinking about that shit that they done told you. Or now you at home really thinking about that shit. And, okay, another example. We not even going to say it's a person this time. We going to say it's a damn job. Okay, so you go to this job, you work your ass off for this company, you feel like you need, you feel like you making this company elevate, but this company ain't seeing that you making it elevate. They not seeing your potential. That's toxic. The only reason why I say that's toxic is because you want to work for somewhere that you love, you know what I'm saying, that you love to go to. You want to work somewhere, you want to do something that you love doing. Why go to a job that don't even see your potential? So now you feeling bad about yourself. They had a running for a promotion and you knew you was the best. You knew you was the fucking best. You just knew you had that shit in the bag, but they didn't recognize your potential. So now you at home, you moping, you know what I'm saying? Now you tainted. You got this badass energy on you because it's like, damn, why am I working somewhere where they don't even see my potential. They don't see how great of a person I am. Toxic. You don't need that shit. Trash that shit. Trash that shit. Throw that shit in the garbage. Okay? Throw it in the garbage. Like, literally. Throw that shit away. Throw those people away. Stop putting that on you. You done let these people you know what I'm saying? You done let all of this shit on you. Now you walking around shoulders heavy as shit. You moping. You depressed. You in a deep ass depression. You not yourself because you got all of this tainted ass shit in you. You block your blessings that way. Get rid of those toxic people. Get rid of them. I'm going to say it one more time. You block your blessings doing stuff like that. I done got spiritual on y'all ass. You block your damn blessings. You block your blessings. Carrying all of that stuff on you. Carrying all of these people. All of this, you know what I'm saying? All of this malignant shit on you. Ooh, malignant. I love that word. I don't know about y'all, but I really like that word. Malignant. It make me sound like, ooh. I like that word. Y'all gotta forgive me. I really like that word. But you carrying all of this malignant shit on you. You know what I'm saying? I was just talking to my cousin today and we were talking about how, you know what I'm saying, toxic people can really influence your brain, can really influence you to really think this shit about a situation. You know what I'm saying? Toxic people can really influence your brain to really think a certain way about a situation, but you can't have your own aura, your own zen about it because they done tainted it already. They done poisoned it. They done put their little poison in. So now you like, well, I don't even want to do that because, you know, but no, fuck all that. You know what I'm saying? Get rid of them toxic people. I don't give a damn if it's your daddy. I don't give a damn if it's your mama. I don't care if it's your cousin. I don't give a fuck if it's your best friend since kindergarten. Throw their ass in the garbage. You know what I'm saying? And you're throwing them in the garbage may not be completely cutting them off. I'm not saying you have to completely cut them off. All I'm saying is give them some space. And you can still be close with a motherfucker while giving them some space. You know what I'm saying? Change the subject on that toxic ass shit. That's what I mean by trash it. Make it non-existent. Change the topic on. They talking about how they just can't stand a motherfucker. How they can't, you know what I'm saying? How they life is just shit. But change the subject on their ass. Yeah, girl, you know, it'll get better. But anyway, so what's new? What made you happy today? Put your positive energy on somebody else and maybe it'll turn them positive. Stop sharing that negative shit with people. And I'm not saying you can't vent, but there's different ways to vent. Stop venting to a person where you make them feel a certain type of way. You know what I'm saying? You may be the toxic person in somebody else's life. But after you listen to this podcast, you're like, damn, there is another way I can handle that situation. Or there's another way I can handle the way that I say things to a person. You know what I'm saying? You may be trying to tell a person about themselves. You ain't got to be extra. You don't have to be. Some people be like, well, I'm blunt. And that's just. No. You can say something, you can get a point across without hurting a person's feelings. You can get a point across without making a person feel bad about themselves. That's toxic. That's toxic. Making a person feel bad about themselves, making a person feel a certain type of way about a certain situation or a certain person, that's toxic. You shouldn't even want to put that bad energy out. And I guarantee you, once you start changing the subject on people and you're not even letting that negative energy, that negative shit in your life, I promise you, you'll feel a lot better. I was literally in a cocoon. Okay? And I know y'all laughing like, what this bitch talking about, the damn cocoon? I was literally in a cocoon. I only spoke to 3 people. I didn't even speak to my little sister. And that's like my best friend. I went like some weeks without talking to my little sister. And it wasn't because I didn't want to talk to her. And it wasn't because she was a toxic person. No. I'm saying I went those weeks without talking to people that I actually enjoyed talking to because I was so fucking depressed. I had all of this shit. All of this negative shit on me. I had all of this negative energy, these negative thoughts about people. I had all of this negative shit on me because of some shit that somebody else either said to me, some shit that wasn't going my way. You know what I'm saying? I had all of this negative shit on me. So I just isolated myself from the people that actually made me happy. No. Get rid of that. I'm telling you, get rid of them toxic vibes. Get rid of that toxic energy, you guys. Get rid of that shit. Honey, I'm telling you, once you get rid of that shit, you're gonna be a whole new person. And people is gonna notice it. They gonna notice it. They gonna notice that shit. They gonna notice you a whole new you, and they gonna love it. I've had so many people tell me, like, you've grown to be just this, you know what I'm saying, this beautiful girl. And they not talking about the looks. They talking about my spirit, because my spirit is clean, you guys. I have literally drained these blisters, because that's what I call it. I call it blisters of toxic shit on me. I've literally drained blisters of toxic shit on me. And right now, I'm at the point where those blisters are healing, but I'm clean, if that makes sense. My blisters are healing with a little bit of help from my loved ones, but I'm clean, you know. I can be a better person to other people. I can be an even better mom to my daughter because I'm not toxic. I always try and find the good in a person, no matter how bad they've done other people, no matter how bad they've done me, because I'm clean. I'm clear of the toxic shit. I can't say anything bad about a person. I don't want anybody saying anything bad about me, because I'm pure. I'm clean. I'm not toxic. I got friends, they call me for advice. Because I'm not toxic. I'm gonna look at it from both sides. I'm gonna say, well, this is why this person feels like that. This, I ain't gonna say nothing negative about a person. If I say something negative about a person, I'm gonna end it with, you know what? I'm not trying to talk bad on them, but that's just who they are. I'm not gonna be like, man, fuck that bitch. That's toxic. That's so toxic. We as humans, us as grown folks, us as adults, we have to find better ways to say things. We have to find better ways to relay information. We have to find better ways to cope with things, we have to find better ways to speak. We have to find better ways to communicate. We have to find better ways. I don't know how hard I can stress that. You know what I'm saying? The toxicness in humanity has to stop. It has to stop. And like I said, you can relay information. You can relay that you're upset with someone without being toxic toward them, without making them feel bad about themselves. You know, I really didn't like that you did this. It made me feel this way. You know, I'm not mad at you. I still respect you. But at this point, I just need some space from you. Instead of saying, you dumb bitch, you did this, you did that, you ain't shit, you... Come on, grown folks. We are adults. We have to find better ways to do things without being toxic. Let go of that toxic... I don't even know how to say it. I think it's toximity. Let go of the toxicness, okay? Because I'm not even trying to... You know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm making up words and shit. Let go of the toxicness, okay, guys? Let go of the toxicness. And I promise you, you're going to feel a whole lot better. You're going to feel a whole lot better. And you're going to be a whole lot better to someone else. Anyway, hit that email up and tell me what's on your mind. You've reached the end of another episode of Grown Folks Business. Be grown, think grown, but make sure you leave a little room to grow.